Yeah. Amar l'kohen go lam v'avam rav. Amar l'kohen go rav grusha chalutz l'kohen head yot. The amar to marry kohen go rav grusha chalutz to marry kohen head yot. Now, in Mina Erisin, once already betrothed, lo yochel betruma, they may not eat truma. Right? Because it's as if they already had relations. The amar to the kohen lam v'av. Lam v'avam rav for the top. Once they're betrothed, they can't relate, they can't eat truma anymore, because as if they already had relations, already ulcer to kohanim, already pulsum in aguna, and therefore they may not eat truma. Rav Lezer Rishim Machshir, Rav Lezer Rishim says, it ain't over till it's over until nisuin. Which is ironic. The question is, first of all, the Gemara later on is going to ask why nisuin not be, and the Gemara is going to come to the conclusion. It really is contingent on bia, not on nisuin per se, because it's at the point the bia, when the almona has relations with kohen gadol, that the almona becomes possible lacuna. But the mishnah sounds like it's with nisuin, which is the point of time at which point the almona becomes no longer suitable to be kohanim, at which point she loses the right to eat truma. Okay, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, Machshir, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon are Machshir again from the Gemara. It sounds like until Nisuin from the Mishnah. Excuse me, it sounds like until Nisuin. The Gemara will say actually until the point of Bia. Nisalmanu and Niskarshu mina Nisuin. Now, vice versa, or on the way out, if they become Amonos or Grushos, the Amono who marry the Kohen Gadol, or the Grusha Chalut to marry the regular Kohen, if they become Amonos or Grushos, Mina Nisuin, from Nisuin, Psulos, they retain their Psul. Now, it sounds from the Mishnah, even if they never had Bia, it's still possible, because they had Nisuin to a Kohen, right? However, Mina Erisin, if they become the widowed or divorced out of the state of Erisin, it sounds like even Tanakama agrees that since they never reached the point in the Suin, while at the time that they were betrothed to the Kohen Gadol or to the regular Kohen, they may not eat Truma, but now that they are off the hook because they got divorced or widowed, they may be allowed now to return to eating Truma. Okay? Matam the Rabbanit. So why do the rabbis go after Erisin and not after Nisuin? So now Markan Havayo here it says Havayo, Basish Kohen Kisi Elish Zor, if a daughter of Kohen marries a foreign man. The Namar Lahalan Havayo, it says later on Havayo, Kiena Ramura Salish, when there will be a woman who is a Naro who is engaged, or betrothed to a man. So Ma Vayashemal, just like in that pasuk in Dvarim, it is betrothal, right? Erusin, I've come betrothal, Erusin. So to hear it's betrothal. Ma Tam Rabbi Elazar and Bishemen who go after Nisuin, not after betrothal, but after the chuppah. Then Marakan Avaya, it says here Avaya, and here it said the next line when it either has there are a couple of versions of the Gilead of Ephraim. There's one version, Shari Torah Sarah Yisrael, is another version. I'm going to learn like the Gilead of Ephraim, like I quoted last night. It says here, Nehemar Kan Avaya, Bas Kokoin Kisiel Yisor. For Nehemar Lalon, it says later on, not the Pasuk brought down here, Bas Koin Kisiel Yisor, because that's the Pasuk, not somewhere else, but over here. But it says elsewhere, Vas Kohen Kisiya Mono Grusha Vizera in law. When a Bas Kohen is a widowed or a divorced, and she has no children. Okay? So there, Ma Vayashinemar Lalon, they're talking about Nisuin, that after fully being married, if she gets widowed, divorced, and has no children, she can go back and eat Truma in her father's house. So it's over here, Nisuin, so it's over here. The only time she becomes possible is when there's full marriage, in other words, after Nisuin. So Rabbi Yitzhak said, wait a minute. We know Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon. How do Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon know this following halacha? Bas Kohen Shenisaras El Yisrael, a daughter of a Kohen who became betrothed to a regular a kosher Yisrael. Sheino Chels Betruma, that she is now allowed to eat Truma from the point of betrothal on. Lomi Adon Din Korye, is it not from this Pasuk of Bas Kohen Kisiel Yisor, when a Bas Kohen marries an Yisor? So if that's the case, they have to learn this Pasuk as a referring to betrothal, because that's the time when a Bas Kohen may no longer eat Truma, when she becomes betrothed to a regular Israel, right? So, since that's the point which she may no longer eat Truma, so therefore, at a certain time of this Pasuk of Kisiel Yisor, so this Pasuk on one level is at least talking about after Erusin. So how can then Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon say that on another level, let's talk about when she finally becomes possible as a result of having married a forbidden man, such as she being a Kohenes marrying a Kohenes Grusha marrying an Almon, marrying a Kohen, or she being a Kohenes Almon marrying a Kohen Gadol, that is only after Nisuin. If on the one hand you're going to learn it situationally, then when she marries Yisrael, this pasuk tells us that from the time of betrothal she may no longer eat truma. How can also when she marries somebody who's possible to her, that it's only for the time Nisuin that she becomes possible forever, even to return to her father's house and eat truma? Now it's true there are two different scenarios. One is that temporarily she can't eat truma while she's married to the guy, and the other is that permanently she can't eat truma because she's possible as a result of having had a forbidden relationship. But nevertheless, if they're both learning out of the same pasuk, so the starting point for both of these situations should be the same, either erusin or nisuin, but not one erusin, one nisuin. That's inherently contradictory, right? So that's what it says. Tahachinu natin le erusin. At one point they say it's erusin, vachinu natin le nisuin. In other places say it's nisuin. Yeah, it can't be. It has to be one or the other. So says Marcel Matam on the Rabbanan. So what is the svara of this, of these rabbis? So I'll tell you what the svara is. So they say, Le'ish, it says, Basish Kohen Kisiyeh Le'ish. Okay? Now, Ish means Bia. In other words, when is he fully her ish? When they have relations with each other. So their way they're learning the pasuk is uvas ish kohen kisiya, when she becomes betrothed, la ish, and then married, nisuin to a man. Okay, who's that ish? What you're talking about? So yidayidashin ish hamachil. A man who could normally allow women to eat truma. How so? He's a kohen gadol, for a regular kohen. She's forbidden to him because she is an almana or a grusha. But he's a guy who normally allows women to eat truma. Since they have a forbidden relationship with each other, so he only forbids her to eat truma for all eternity, of course, because of the bia psula. From the moment he is la'ish. So they're actually learning that word la'ish is superfluous. It's because it says bas ish kohen kisiyeh lezor. But it says bas ish kohen kisiyeh le'ish zor. What's the law? So they're two separate things. Bas ish kohen kisiyeh, when she has betrothal to even is to a Yisrael. So situation she can't eat truma as long as she's betrothed to Yisrael. When, however, does she lose her rights for all eternity to eat truma? When she becomes a psula, when she fully gets married to an ish, and this ish is an ish who normally is ma'achil, normally will allow women to eat truma, if he married the right kind of woman, but here cannot because he's a kohen, but she's a grusha, or he's a kohen gadol, and she's an amana. Okay? So, ba'lo dinu. Says in wait a minute. I could have looked at that out from a Kal V'chomer. Umayim b'Yisrael she'en b'yosel post losim min akuna by Yisrael, regular Yisrael. So his relations with this woman doesn't render her eternally unfit to kuna, right? But b'yosel post losim min akuna. But when he has bia with her, so he renders unfit situationally as long as they're married to each other to eat truma, right? Not in her essence, but in her situation. So Kohen Gadol should be also poslasim in Arkuna, where the bia renders her eternally unfit in her person to notice to be a Kohen, meaning to eat truma. Ain't no dinsha tia be also poslasim in Arkuna. Sa'aka v'chomim that the bia, of course, forbids her to eat truma. Says the Gemara, no, not necessarily. Interesting the way the Gemara refuses Kav Chomer. No. Loim amayat to be so she'enu ma'achil sa'acheves. You know what? It could be I can't say Kav Chomer. I would say Yisrael, he renders her unfit to eat truma when he has bia with her. You know why? Because he never allows any, there's no way he ever allows anybody to eat truma. On the contrary, he's a drag on truma eaters. If he marries somebody, they can't eat truma. Right, Yisrael? Right? He even drags on Kohanos. So therefore, maybe his bia renders a woman temporarily, at least, unfit to eat truma. Tomer a kohen gadol, however, a kohen gadol Shumachlos Acheris, it's true he messes, this woman and him are not allowed to get together. But normally he does allow women to eat truma, right? That's his thing. He's a Kohen Gadol, right? So, Hoyavu Machlos Acheris, perhaps since he normally allows women to eat truma, Lotei be also Poslos Mina Truma. Maybe Amon El Kohen Gadol is a forbidden relationship, but maybe it doesn't render unfit to eat truma. It's good logic. If you step back for a minute and think about it, how can a Kohen Gadol render a woman unfit to have truma? His whole status is kahuna.
If the marriage is an unfit marriage?
No, so that I need Exeris Gossip to tell me. That's what he's saying. I could not construct that logically. Because I can't say if he's Yisrael when there's a woman unfit to eat truma, Kal v'chomer Kohen Gadol does. That's not true. Granted that the relationship is forbidden, but Kohen Gadol, his whole nature, by everybody else he marries, is to allow truma. How can he possibly disallow truma here? So it's counterintuitive. That's where the pasuk is necessary. I know it's not totally counterintuitive, but it's true. But the Gemara is trying to explain why we need a pasuk to tell us this. Yeah. That there is a svara to say the opposite.
What about the svara that the Kohen Gadol in this marriage is higher malchus?
Right? Yeah.
Now, is Ezor, who marries a Bas Kohen, is not Chayim Malchus, that is just a normal marriage. So you could maybe somehow tie that in and say...
You could have, but in any event, once there's a way of undermining the Kal v'chomer, because you could say based on the logical construct that a Kohen Gadol by its very nature should allow eating of truma, not bar you from eating truma. So that's why I need the Xeris Gosel of Lo'ish. To tell us that there's a time when she marries somebody who's normally somebody who allows to eat truma and bars you from eating truma. Right? Even though there are constructs you can make in the other direction, since there was one possible construct which is not outlandish, which allows you to have a Kohen Gadol allowing the woman to eat truma, even though the relationship is forbidden. So that's an apostle to tell us, no, it can't be permitted under any circumstances. Okay, so the fact that I can construct Malchus, you know, and say, well, surely if he gets Malchus, it should be worse. Not necessarily. I could say that that's like a Gavra thing, but in the Chefta, she remains allowed to eat Truma. You know, that's like a...
He could get Malchus, but she could still possibly...
No, it should get Malchus too. They'll both get Malchus for having done something not nice.
She could still eat.
But so maybe she could still eat Truma. So that's why I need lab to each and tell me that they can't eat Truma, right? Nishbar Kavachom, the Kavachom is broken, Chazad, Lechol, and Mikron, you have to go back to Pasuk. From Kain, Tarach, Lemaimai, that's why I say Leish HaMachil, that when he has relations with her, that's when the Amon and the Kohen Gadol, Grushim Chalutz, the Kohen Hediot, so then she becomes possible to eat Truma. Now, Mataimo, now what, for what reason, take out the word lo, is superfluous, the other way is fixing the Gemara, but that's the easiest way to fix Gemara. Mataimo, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, only Nisuin Postim also, Belacho, Betruma, still, Why do Rabbi Lezer and Shimon say that only the Nisuin makes her possible to eat Truma? Why don't I see from the time of the Erusin? Okay, so they have a cute distinction here. They say there's Kisiela, and then there's Leish. But why? Why should it be that way? I don't know if the Gemara is asking why in the Xerxes Kosov. I think the Gemara is asking more why learn the Xerxes Kosov this way. Say Lo'ish goes back on the Kisiyeh and say that Lo'ish is not a separate stage, because the way they're learning now is Kisiyeh, when she gets married to Yisrael, she's got to stop eating Truma. But only when she becomes Lo'ish, only when she has full bia with the Kohen Gadol, or with the Kohen Hediot, and she's an Amana, or a Grusha Chalutza, then she loses her rights permanently to eat Truma. Why can't the next phase in the Pasuk go back and unite with the first phase, and have them both speak about a common time, i.e. from the time of Erusin?
Because the ramifications are so severe that you want to wait till the last possible minute.
Maybe, but I need to have a proof for that. I need a proof that I can say that. And we will. Says Mar, again, Ma'atam Aram, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, Nisuyim Posen Aslam Lecho Truma, not Erusin. Now, and the Gemara goes into a lom this here. Ma'avad Le Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, why why did Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon delay the time in which he at which time he renders their bustle? Is it mishum shuhu ra'ui locho? Is it because he, the husband, is a truma eater? Or mishum shuhu ra'ui la'achil? Or because he's a person who can cause others to eat?
Could be both.
Let's see. Nishmini me'ada. That's around from here. So says the Gemara, a very cute proof. You got it. Credit here. He says, a Kohen has a wife, and he did, and he became he got some sort of blemish, right? Something happened to his aver or to his testicles, or something happened there, and he can't, and he's no longer suitable of a Kohen. He's no longer allowed to be married to his wife. Now. He's still married to her. He's not allowed to have relations with her. If he has relations with her, if they have relations, so that's it. She can only no longer eat truma. Because she had relations with a man who's forbidden to her. This husband is like a mamzer. He's not allowed to have relations with a normal Jewish woman now.
Now, why can't, I don't recall this so often. Why can't he have relations?
Well, it's coming up later in your vomits. But, that's a special look of a man who has become sterile. Under one of these circumstances where there's become a wound to his aver, to the testicles, so he cannot remain married to a Jewish
any
woman.
Any man or just a Kohen?
Any man. So it depends on kind of, well, it's not just sterility, obviously, it's a story about where there's damage. So this damage, so im lo yidu ha-mishah shenasa b'tzul dak hrushavcha, what if he didn't have yet relations with her? So if he has relations with her, she's finished, that's it. But they didn't have relations yet. So Areli Yochul, they can still eat. So he's a Kohen who's married to her, but they're forbidden to have relations, and if they have relations, she'll be compulsive forever. But for that time, span of time, until either he divorces her, or has relations with her, or he dies, or whatever, so she's allowed to eat truma. Why is that? I'm Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Lezer, some more explain. Yeah, Amar Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Amar Rabbi Elazar did Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon here. Rabbi Elazar said, the Amora said, this is like Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon the Tanoi, because Islach Meimer Hada Bishum Rushu Roy Lachil. Can you say in this case it's because he can cause women to eat truma? He can't cause women to eat truma. He's not allowed to marry a Jewish woman, right? Happens to be he hasn't yet gotten around to divorcing this one, right? But she's not allowed. He's not allowed to marry Jewish women. They're not allowed to marry him. It's forbidden. So why does he allow his wife to continue to eat truma? Hadach mishum shuroi lechol. It's because he's suitable to eat truma. He never loses his personal status as a Kohen. Even though if he marries a woman, he's going to render her unfit to ever eat truma. But right now, a Kohen, he remains. So since he remains a Kohen, therefore he can allow a woman to eat truma, right? Since he remains a Kohen, therefore he's allowed to continue to eat truma. So that teaches us that anybody who's suitable to eat truma, such as a Petula Daka, even though he can't allow anybody else to eat truma, because if he marries a woman, that's bad for her, not good for her. Nevertheless, as long as they remain married, she's allowed to continue to eat truma. So too the same thing here, in our case. Even though the Kohen Gadol and the Amana are not allowed to get married together, but nevertheless, since he's suitable to eat truma, so therefore I might never have said that he renders a woman unfit, and that she can't eat truma as a result of a marriage to him, unless I had the pasuk of Laish. That's when I need Laish to tell me that it's that he passes her from eating truma when you reach the situation of Laish, when there's a marriage. Now, when there's a nisuin, and here the Gemara says, of course, nisuin is bogus. It's not because the nisuin nivalu. What really is the coup de grace is the bia. Bay min erisin, bay na nisuin, right? Regardless of whether it's nisuin or erisin, if nivalu bay min erisin, bay nisuin psulos, then they're possible. Lo nivalu bay min erisin, bay nisuin. If there was not yet any bia, whether it's erisin nisuin, ksheris, they're still kosher. So now we understand Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon actually fully. What they were saying is that The only time she becomes a pesula lakuna is when she has relations with the guy. And Erisin, really Erisin Nisuin, what the terms we're using till now are smoke screens, right? It's bia which makes that thing. The same way like a pesula daka. As long as he has that bia with her, she still is allowed to eat truma. So therefore, that's in between the Tanakama and Reb Lezer Shim. Tanakama will submit it as Erisin. Submit it as any type of relationship. Even the legal relationship between the Amona and the Kohen Gadol, between the Grusha Chalutz or Kohen Head Yot, right? So then, between a woman and her husband is a Ptua Daka, I guess, as well. If Tanakama argues there, which he probably, I assume he does, I don't know if he does for sure. So then, she can't eat Truma. Because Kisya Lish Zor, right? And Kisya means sometime betrothal. But Rabbi Lezer and Shimon hold, no, it's only when La Ish, when he takes possession of her, not by Nisuin, but actually by Bia. Because until that point, he's the person who eats Truma. And she was the person who eats Truma because she was a Kohenis. She's a born Kohenis. So, they say the legal relationship, even if it's forbidden technically, but the legal relationship between a woman who's allowed to eat Truma and a man who's allowed to eat Truma cannot logically preclude her from eating Truma. It's only once they have the Bia Psula. That's the point when she becomes, she no longer needs truma anymore.
And likewise, if it's an Isor and a Bas Kohen, again, it's the Bia that disqualifies her from eating truma.
Right.
Which we said before as Erisin, but it's really.
But that's only Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, not according to Tanakama. Tanakama holds Kisiyah is literally from the time of marriage. Okay. From the time the legal relationship is created, not the time when the Bia occurs. Okay?
Now, halacha l'maisa, there are certain urologic operations that render the man.
Yeah, there are a lot of problems with prostate operations. Right? Prostate operations are a problem in halacha. They have to be done the right way.
But usually it cuts off the tube so that the man is sterile. I mean,
yeah,
no,
it's not right.
Zera, that's.
It's not. Yeah, prostate operations do have the problem. I'm not familiar with them. I don't know exactly how they work and how halacha works, how halacha looks them, but I know that they are a problem or Moshe's truth is about them. But certain types of prostate operations, if done in the wrong way, will render a man unfit to remain married to his wife. But I think that there are ways to do them without,
probably now there are.
Yeah.
10, 15 years.
Right. Well, there are ways to do without it causing that problem.
It's usually in an older age.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Oh, but yeah.
A woman is post menopause anyway.
So
that means that she's not.
That doesn't matter.
So even though she's not capable of conceiving.
Yeah, still, her husband has to have the potential, possibility. It's a soul of his body. He can't be Jewish. Can't be married to a Jewish woman, born Jewish woman.
Even though the woman is not.
Possible. Even though she's right, okay. Exactly. Okay, we'll get to later in Masechta. This comes up later in Yevamos. Kohen Gadol leisa samana. A Kohen Gadol should not marry an amana. Ben amana min erisim. From now I'm going to learn here. I can't stream my voice anymore there.
Fine by me.
It's nice and quiet in here.
It's quiet.
Yeah.
So for your
we call it
that. The only problem, I guess, as winter.
As winter comes, we'll worry about it.
This room is supposed to be very bad.
Yeah, as winter comes, it's possible, like last year when winter comes, I have permission to go off campus. That's what it was last year. So this year they'll probably be leery to give me permission and I might not come back. But alright, we'll see. Kohen Gadol leisa samana. The Kohen Gadol should not marry an amana. Ben amana min erisin ben amana min nesuin. Whether she's an amana of erisin, amana min nesuin, she's forbidden to marry the Kohen Gadol, right? Period. Also, Lisa's brother, he may not marry a girl who's over 12 and a half. He's got to marry a girl who's between 12 and 12 and a half. Okay? Yeah, he can't marry either, but he can't marry a katana either. She can't be a katana, she goes by to be an isha. Vu isha bibsula yikach. So it's got to be a woman, but not a bibsula, means not a bulgar. So it's between that window of opportunity between 12 and 12 and a half. The Lezer of Shem Machshim Bogeres, they say he can't marry a girl over 12 and a half. Well, he says Mukaseit, he can't marry a woman whose besulim have gone away as a result of some accident, literally hit by a stick in that place. Here's what happens if he became betrothed to that widow, but it's Mali is Kohen Gadol, then he became appointed to be Kohen Gadol, he can complete the marriage. She betrothed Marza Bas Basus, who was a widow, who was astronomically rich widow too. And we know Melchior was Kohen Gadol, and Marza Bas Basus in fact paid off the king, and the king appointed to be a Kohen Gadol, but he was a good guy. He was one of the good Kohanim Gadolim. For Kinsa, and then he completed, was obliged. He completed the marriage with her, right? Shemayat Yovan Lekoyin Hedyot. If a woman falls, as a Shomeres Yovam to a regular Kohen, and of course she's a widow, right? The Israeli was going to go, and there was a point to be going to go. Afa Pishasaba Mimer, even though he made Mimer before, he was appointed to be Kohen Gadol. Lo yichnos, he may not to marry her, because there's a difference between having betrothed her and just having had Zika. Zika is not to say anything, it's betrothal, so therefore he cannot continue and take her afterwards. Kohen Gadol shemeis, if a Kohen Gadol dies, achiv choleitz v'lo yamiyabeim. So his brother does chalitza and not yibum. Okay, the Gemara is going to, I'm sorry, I did it wrong. Said wrong. Kohen Gadol shemeitz achiv, the Kohen Gadol whose brother dies. So the Kohen Gadol choleitz lo miyavim. The Kohen Gadol goes choleitz not yibum. Of course, he can't do yibum because she is a widow.
That's a given. I mean,
right, it's a given. No, Zumar is going to say, it's not so partial. You'll see. Says Zumar, Amona lo yikach beimin eres ben nisuin. He may not. Well, Amona lo yikach is the possible. Amona lo yikach can't marry Amona. And that's beimin eres ben nisuin. That's whether it's from betrothal or from marriage. Crucial or crucial lo yikach. That's also the possible. Beimin eres ben nisuin. Both from betrothal marriage. Lo yisah bageres. He may not marry a woman over 12 and a half. Rabbi Lezer Rishim. Machshim bageres. They say bageres is okay. Shavish lo yikach. Muka. As Muka says, everybody agrees he can't take a woman whose besulim have fallen out by accident. Mavin Bogeres, Mavin Mukasets, what's the treat of Bogeres and Mukasets? So Bogeres, Kol Basuleh, a Bogeres, a girl over 12 and a half, her Basulim have gone away, dissipated on their own. Bimeyel, within herself. That's okay, because they've kind of drawn in. But she hasn't lost them. Mukasets, Yotsu Basuleh Chutz, a woman who had an accident, so her Basulim went away from her. So therefore, she's not technically a psula. When they draw up into the body, they absorb in the body, she retains the status of psula. If they leave the body, even by an accident, so then she's no longer a psula. Feast of Mechavit, some say the exact opposite. Lord, that the machlokus was about mukaseitz, lo yisos the mukaseitz. The way to read the Mishnah said, you shouldn't marry mukaseitz. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shirin, Machshir mukaseitz, they say mukaseitz is okay. Bishavin shalises bergeres, but everybody agrees that he can't marry a bogeres. Ma'abin Bogeres, Ma'abin Mukaseitz, so it's interesting, Bogeres Mukaseitz. Bogeres, over the main urim, it says, the Pasuk is, Korban 8 explains that the Pasuk says, Isha Bibsuleh, Yikach, and it says, Bisuleh, elsewhere in the Pasuk, by Nara, Bisuleh Murasa, the Pasuk in Dvarim, which talks about a girl who's raped. So it says here, says Basula over here. I thought the bus might be brought down here. No, not the full bus anyway. So it says Basula over here. It says Basula by Naram Basula Murasa. So it's a Xerishah. Just like over there, the Basula is in Nara. So it's over here, the Basula is in Nara, right? It's supposed to be Bogeris, right? Mukaseitz, or be made Nurim. Mukaseitz is talking about Mukaseitz between 12 and 12 and a half. So therefore, she's technically okay, according to this version of the Mishnah. Okay? Says the Gemara, Achos Mukaseitz. Interesting sidebar. What happens if a Kohen is allowed to go to the funerals of 7 relatives, one of which is an unmarried sister. But what about if the sister is a Mukaseitz? She's not married, but is a Mukaseitz. Because it says he should go to the funeral of his sister is a psula. So what about if she's a mukaseitz? She's no longer a psula. Now, obviously it means if she's no longer a psula because she had relations, you know, then he can't go to the to the funeral. We're talking about here where she did have relations, but she lost them absolutely. So it says, Omer, Omer, lo yitamilo. You can't go to the Levaya. Chachomim yitamilo. Chachomim say you can't. So it says, Omer, Yos Rabbi Omer, Rabbi Shimon, al dali taitin di yitamik. What Rabbi Omer, Rabbi Shimon makes sense, according to the Yitanoim, who say that a Kohen Gadol can't marry him because of it. But Mechavin, she told say the Rabbanah, but the Rabbanah seem to contradict themselves. Taman, you know, normally there, they say, Naro, Velobo, Naro, means Velo Bogeris, not a Bogeris. Pisula, not a Mulo Mukaseit, not a Mukaseit. Vachi Nun Armina Chen here, so how can they say they can go to the Levaya? So Rabbi really said a fundamental principle, seems like there's a fundamental principle in Shas. Even though I've never seen it before, but it seems like he meant a fundamental principle. Kol Medrash Bin Yarno. You can't infer drushes. Drushes have to be made locally. In other words, you can have the same words and they mean different things in different contexts in Tanakh. It says Nara Basula by a Kohen Gadol, and it says Nara Basula by a sister of a Kohen. But they mean different things in these two different places. So he says here, Tamon, there it's where it says La Chosa Psula. Doesn't say Nara Psula. It says La Chosa Psula. Where it says sister of the Psula, you can go to Levaya. Prat La Nusa Mefuta. It precludes his sister who had relations with a man, either because she was seduced or she was raped. Or Yocho, perhaps you should say. It should be Shani, not Shay, no. Shani Motzias and Mukaseit said he can't go to Levaya, his sister's Mukaseit. Tamul Omar Shaloi Soleish. No, because it says he can go to Levaya of his sister who would never consort with a man. So in order, what renders him no longer capable of going to Levaya when she was in the hands of a man? Lo Shoy Sayyidiachin. Now when it happened through some other means. And therefore we learn, and therefore that's the first Russia we make. And then we also learn, HaKoivot says that his sister was close to him. Rabbis Sarusa means even if she's already betrothed to somebody else, so as she's still a Basula, he can go to the Levite. A love to him, Rabbis Sarusa means that he can even go to her if she's a Levite, she's a Bogeris, again, as long as she's a Basula. So therefore we say that the words Achosa Basula have a different meaning there because of the context. The context there is inclusions, not exclusions. And therefore, if we learn the word Basula means that as long as she's a Basula, she didn't have relations, even if she lost her Basulim, since it says Basula, Kroiva, love, it's the inclusions indicate that as many women as we can, we allow them to go to Levaya. As opposed to our case over here by the Amana, when it says he has to marry a Nara Basula, here clearly it's meant to be not inclusions, but exclusions, and therefore we learn it in place, in its own locality, as exclusions, and telling us that Stavka got to be a woman who's not even a Mukaseit.
They weren't afraid that people might, if they see that the Kohen doesn't go to the Levaya, they might think, gosh.
What can they do? It's a Doraisa. You can do that by the Rabbanos, but by the Doraisa is tough. Whatever people think, they think, that's the law. You can't do anything. Marzain doesn't play a role there.
It wasn't.
Alright, so, those are the breaks. Those are the breaks. I mean, the Torah, once the Torah makes a decree, you have to abide by it. No matter, you can grumble and gripe, but tough. Okay? So it says, Merchavin, she does in Rabbanah. There's a contradiction in Rabbanah. Tamani, you know what I mean? Now, over there they say, take out the next line. Skip a line. So Tamani, there they say, Karov, Velo Arusa. Now, this is talking about when does the husband inherit his wife? When she dies, of course, but when it says karov, and not when they're only betrothed. The husband only inherits his wife after there was a full marriage. A love, if he's to her, or if she's to him, lo grusha, not if they're already divorced. That's what they say over there, that karov and a love are exclusions. Not a Rusa, not a Grusha. But here, in the case of a Levaya, it says, Karov a love are inclusions. That even if she's betrothed, even if she's a Bogeris, he can still go to Levaya. So how come in one place they're exclusions, In one place, there are inclusions. So Rabbi Hillel said again, call medrash kmin yano. Every medrash is darshan locally. Achoisa loylam hi bifnim. His sister, they're always related to each other. Until they're not related anymore. So therefore, as many inclusions as you can include, you include, right? Because the basic starting point for the drushes is they're related. Keep them related as much as possible. Darshan all the words you can as inclusions. Arusaso, however, a betrothed woman, she's outside. Until she gets inside. So therefore, darshan all the psukim over there as exclusions, that the husband can only be yoresh his wife when she's fully a wife. You see that? A sister, the a priori assumption, a fascinating concept, Rabbi Hillel is saying. Sister, a priori assumptions, they're related. They're blood relatives. So therefore, any pasuk which can enhance that blood relative relation, you learn it that way. By a wife and a husband, they're not related. Right? So therefore, any pasuk you can learn, you learn as an exclusion. Don't consider this one related, don't consider this one related until they're fully related. So the words which are ambiguous are darshan relative to the location as inclusions or exclusions accordingly. Okay? Says more further. Anusasum ifusaso, a kohen gadol, he raped or seduced a woman. Lo yechlis. He can't marry her. Why? She's no longer psula. Hi, he did it. Tough. Im konas, if the evidence, if he did it, aim will say to me, other, we don't make a divorcer. Now, this is against the Bavli. The Bavli holds that even with the evidence, he's got a divorcer. Right? It's true, the Pnei Moshe speaks about a little bit in length, but it seems, tries to reconcile, but it seems to be a contradiction. The Bavli holds, it's true, it's your fault. But so what? Lamaisha, she's not a psula. You're not marrying a psula. But the Yerushalmi, according to the way it's written in front of us, holds that but the Eved, it's okay because it's not really somebody else. It's the Torah's intent was to ask somebody else's Ba'ula and she's your Ba'ula. Okay, so it's Machlokas Bavli Yerushalmi. Rama Paskin's like the Bavli.
Yes, I thought the Matsim Yada, there's a carbonate on Matsim Yada, I thought it was in this case. I thought you changed around the gears and you didn't.
No, that's the next case, right.
Is he still allowed to be coined by though?
No. You mean according to the Yerushalmi? Yes, but not according to the Bavli. So he divorces her, he can't be going go. Anusos chaver mafutas chaver. Now, if a girl was raped or seduced by his friend, loichnos, then of course he can't marry her. Vinkones, and if he did marry her, of course mutzim yoda, we make him divorce her. Loisos aktana, he may not marry a girl who's a aktana. Avol noise mamtes ma'enes, but he can marry a girl who was married by her brother or her mother, right, and repudiated the marriage. So wait a minute, ma'enes lo biktanai, isn't ma'enes a ktana? You can only be a ma'enes, you can only repudiate the marriage while she's still a ktana. So he doesn't marry her while she's a ktana, he marries her after she becomes a gdola, after she already repudiated the marriage. So assuming they didn't have relations, the marriage was never consummated. Now, period. Erase the samod, going back to the mission says, if he betrothed samod, if he smiles, he's going gdola, then he becomes a kohen gdola, yachnis, he can take her in. That was the Mishnah. So it says, what about the Kabbalah? We say the same thing. Iris a ktana. If he betrothed the ktana, when he smiles, if he becomes a kohen gadol, yachnis, can he marry her? Says, no. Karani ala isha v'lo ktana. I say she's not, she has to marry an isha, not a ktana. So then we say, let him wait till she becomes a gadola. He can wait. Right, he'll wait till she becomes a gdola and then do nisuin. But as she cannot take her in now. Now, why but Amana do we allow that? So it says, the truth is by Amana we shouldn't allow it either. It says in the Mishnah we do allow him, once he betroths an Amana, to marry her as an Amana. So it's a contradiction. The Ketana you just said, he has to wait till she grows up, even though they're betrothed already. So why but Amana do we allow them? So says more, really, we wouldn't allow it. There in the Mishnah, there was a trick. The fix was on. Harama also. Rabbi Yerushalmi ben Gamla made a trick. Shaul, he borrowed, now here it's a little bit of a mistake, it should say, the Mecha Mayim corrects. It says Shah Priyoma. Says Piriyo should be Priyoma. Instead of Priyoma, we have Bart of Priyoma, which is a chuppah. And Yosef, and it should be Yosef, not La'ama, but Yosef Lemarsa Begava. In other words, before the appointed Kohen Gadol knew it was coming, obviously Marsa paid off the authorities, so he quickly called Bar the Chuppah and had Marsa sit in it. Now, it wasn't the Nesuin. Of course, they wanted to make a big Makasna, right? But everybody thought she was in the Nesuin. And at that point, the Shamus, the Kiblis Elai, she heard this and she accepted this ruse. The Tanya, and even though she wasn't yet in the Nesuin, we learned that by saying Yotzushma b'yir Mekudeshes reigns in Mekudeshes Avlocha, that if a woman has there's a rumor which goes on to say that she's married, even though she's not married, we assume we give her the chumra being married, and she has to get a get. So too here is the opposite. Here Marsa, everybody assumed she was married to Rabbi Yeshua ben Gamua. She wasn't really married to Rabbi Yeshua ben Gamua. It was a trick. But since people already assumed that before he became Kohen Gadol, there had been a bona fide chuppah, even though it was just a show chuppah, that was enough to come and say, okay, b'dieved, we'll let it under the bridge. So really it means that b'dieved, once the Kohen Gadol has gone erusin, it's as if he's fully married. And the chumra not to allow him to do full nisuin by a ktana until she grows up is a chumra derabbanan. And the truth is they should be machmir that chumra even by an amana. The only reason they were machmir chumra by amana by Rabbi Yeshua ben Gamua is because they're extenuating circumstances, because he played this trick on her, or they played the trick on everybody else, and they thought there was nisuin before he became Kohen Gadol, and that's why they didn't make her and him get divorced. Okay, but otherwise they would have done so. Says more further. I don't know if the Bible agrees with that, but that's what the Yerushalmi holds, that there has to be some extenuating circumstance to allow him to do the Nisuin on the Amona, even though they did Erusin before he becomes Kohen Gadol. Now, says more, getting to the next case in the Mishnah. A Shomer Siyavam to a Kohen Gadol, right? Even if it did Mimer, it's no good. Even Beishamay holds Mimer as a quasi, Kenyan holds it's not good enough. He's still not considered to be betrothed to her. And therefore, even if he did Mimer before he became Kohen Gadol, he cannot complete the Yibum after becoming Kohen Gadol. But Rabbi Shimon might have, even Rabbi Shimon, who says Mimer is either Kohen or not Kohen, but it's Kohen completely, since he doesn't know if it's Kohen or not Kohen, right? So therefore, even having the Mimer is not enough. But the low Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, but our mission is not like Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch. Rabbi Elazar ben Aruch, Oimer, he says that Mimer Koine Kinyan Gomer B'Yavama. He says Mimer is where it's at. It's as if he had Bia with the Yavama. So now Mimer Koine Kinyan Gomer B'Yavama. Koine Goro Shemes Echot. Koine Goro whose brother died. Cholitz Lo Miyabim. He does Cholitz Na'ibu, right? That's what said in Mishnah. You said it was Bosh, right? It says where Hadam is Sayyid. This is a proof Lamandamar Cholitz Aptur. It's a proof that Pedro the Cholitz is a Aptur. So of course he can potter as Yibama. It's the humane thing to do. Param commandam achalitza kinyan. But according to the opinion which holds chalitza is a kinyan. What's the Kohen Gadol doing? He's doing chalitza to her. At that moment he's marrying her. Simultaneously make a kinyan, then sending her out. So he's doing an isser, right? What isser is he doing? He's marrying an amona, right? So oimer lo avora divetera. Do we tell him to transgress the isser of marrying an amona in order to do chalitza? So our Mishnah, which allows chalitza for a Kohen Gadol, allows the Kohen Gadol to do chalitza, clearly holds the chalitza to p'tur, and chalitza is not a kinyan. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah. Okay? Said not bad. Says the Mishnah further. Kohen.
This is a step further than that we assume that.
This is taking to a radical, radical extent. That's right. Yeah. I'm sure the Bavli doesn't do this, but that's what he says. Yeah, that's what the Bavli's saying, the chiddush of our Mishnah is. Okay. Koin Edi, I didn't look at the Bible, I assume that it doesn't do it. Koin Edi, lo yisras islandis. So Koin Edi, even a regular Koin, should not marry an islandess, a woman who's barren, elin kinyan shel isha banim, unless he has a wife and kids. So if you don't marry av mishiyeh shel isha banim, even a person already has a wife and kids, lo yisras islandis, you shouldn't marry an islandess, a barren woman. She zoina amura batoira. Amazing statement. That's a zona. She's forbidden. No, which is forbidden to a Kohen. No, ain't Zoyna. A Zoyna who's forbidden to a Kohen is only El Gior, it's a woman who converted. Mushukhrera is a woman who was released from slavery. Vishanivla Bilasnus, or had forbidden relations. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. Ha'Yisrael she'en lo isha banim mutar ba. Sounds like only a Kohen who has no wife and kids is not allowed to marry an idolist. What about Yisrael? Says the Gemara, Odu also bar. Yisrael, O'Reilu Yisrael also shouldn't marry an idolist. Begin at Sinan Tamon, Rabbi, since the end of the Mishnah, story about Ein Zoyna Amura B'Torah, the story about what a Zoyna is, and it says the Zoyna which is stayed with her is Gioras and Mishucheres and Mishnivla Bilas Nus for Kuma Kohen, and Yisrael is allowed to marry a Zoyna. So only a Kohen is not allowed to marry a Zoyna, right? But from Cain, Lotzina, that's when the ratio doesn't say Yisrael, it says Kohen, because of the Sefer, which is only pertinent to the Kohen. But in Echnami, according to our Mishnah, it's also Yisrael should not marry an islandist unless he has a second wife and kids. Amrei Ben Pazi, Rebidus to Ben Pazi said, Ksivit says, Ben Shurosam Yatiru, between their rows they glowed with the olive oil. So Yitzhatiru is Shulosh of Yitzhar. Believe in the Derekoni, but they did not go to involve themselves in the vineyards. What does it mean? Shlohesa Bilasam Shumbani, they didn't have the intent, whoever it seems that the EO here is referring to, the Dora Mabo. They enjoyed the glow of having relations, but they had no concept of having children. That's why it's likened to olive oil and not to vineyards. On Rabbi Simeon, similar to the Pasuk by Yosher, Rabbi Simeon says, Ksiva says, Ochuv lo izbu, they ate and not were not satiated. He's knew they were licentious, but they did not expand. Meaning Shaloi Sabilos and Shumbanim, at the time Dora Mabul, very similar to modern day situations, people were not getting married to have kids. Well, nowadays people don't even get married. But now then they weren't getting married to have kids, they were married for the purpose of just having relations, which the we feel is a negative thing. Ksivit says, Vaikachlo Lemech Shtei Noshim, Lemech took two wives. Ado, Shem Miss Adi Magufa used to take pleasure in her body. She was the wife for the purpose of relations. Tzila, language of shadow, so Adam means pleasure. Tzila means shadow. So Yeshe B'tzila Shabanim, she would sit in the shadow of the children, meaning she was the one for breeding purposes. So the
Tia. I thought it was the opposite.
No. It's the Bavli has different drushas on the names, but maybe you're right. You're right. The Bavli is the opposite. Ados, Brash and Chumash brings down, she was reprehensible to him, and Tzila was Yosheves B'Tzilo. That's right, she said his shame. You're right. Bavli is the opposite to Russia. Very good. That's like a true. Okay, Shkoyach.
It's also Rashi.
Right, Rashi and Chumash brings down, yeah. See, maybe it's not even a Bavli, maybe it's just a Medrash.
Yeah, I remember Rashi.
But it's Rashi and Chumash, you're right. Mesidu Abila, so that's Abila, I understand Hagat Mecha. How can you say that a Kohen is not allowed to marry an islandist? That's a Zoyna. What about Shoyis HaKara, Ve'ein Sofa Leilei? What about if she was barren and not an islandist? Which just happened not to have the luck to have kids? Hagat Shoyis HaKara, what if she was an old woman and could no longer have kids, right? So obviously an islandist also is just because she can't have kids, it doesn't make her a Zoyna. Tanya Rebbe Lezer, Rebbe Lezer says a very interesting Gemara. Afa Ponia Abal Pruya, a man who's not married, a bachelor, has relations with a woman who's not married. L'shalol Shei Mishus, and they have it just for the purpose of, fun, not for the purpose of marriage. Harezi Bilas Nus, that's considered to be Bilas Nus. And according to Rebbe Lezer, that would render her unfit to marry a Kohen. A woman who falls, we don't fast at Glezer, we fast only if she fooled around with somebody that's forbidden to her. But her letter says, a woman who fooled around just period cannot marry a Kohen. That's it. She's stuck. So Amrei Mamma said, Hadamras teach us, Kohen Gadol Shekidish Isha Bibi'ila Eino Kibala Bula. It says, the Kohen Gadol, this Kohen Rabbi Lez, you have to say that a Kohen Gadol marries a woman with Bi'ila, married, that's how he contracts marriage, is not like he's having relations with a woman who's already Ba'ula. Now, it's a fascinating thing. Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Gamliel explains that a lot of Achorim speak about this. You might say that the way Rabbi Yitzchak Ben Gamliel explains it, he says, you have to say that the beginning of the Bia is the Kinyan. Harah is the Kinyan by when you're Mekadesh B'Bia. Because otherwise, there's a word, so otherwise, if that the Kinyan is the Sof Bia, right? So the Tchilas Bia, she becomes a Zoyna. Because the Tchilas Bia is not Kiddushin, right? At that point, she's it's a Bia L'Shem Taiva, so to speak. and only at the end will be a b'lishem kiddushin. So if you said that sof bia is koina, so first you would become a ba'ula, and then only afterwards would she become permitted, only afterwards would she become seconds later, but only after she become married. By that time she's already ba'ula. So it's no good. So you have to say that tchilos bia is koina. That's what he wants to say. And so to say that ainu kabbalah bula that tchilas bias koina, because otherwise we bring the koin koro to be mekadosh bebia. So the Oros HaMeach wants to say that the Bavli argues. He says because the Bavli says that kol aboil daital gemar bia, but the Bavli holds it's not a problem. You don't have to say tchilas bia koina because anytime the bia begins with the intent of going all the way and making a bia at the end, making a kinyan, so it's not derech hefkerus. The only time Rilez said pani abola pnuya makes her zayin is when it's derech or beula for a kohen gadol, so when it's derech hefkerus is nus. But here it's on the way to a valid marriage, so therefore it's okay even if they begin with the intent, even if the das is on sof bia. But anyway, that's the Ushami, clearly doesn't say that way. The Ushami says, the Ushami obviously holds that were it not to be tchilas bia, which is koine, so then it would be a problem that be a problem that she would be ba'ula prior to actually be marrying him, which of course would make her unfit to marry koine girl. Okay, levat l'odim v'piriviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviviv from having relations. Elikain Yeshlo Baim, unless he has children. Beisham Ermim, what's children? Shnei Zchorim, two males fulfills approval. Beisilam Rim Zochan Akeva, a male and a female. Shemar says Zochan Akeva Bra, male females are created. Nasa Isha Vishwasi Moaz Asar Shoim, married a woman and spent with her 10 years below Yoldan, she didn't give birth. In Rosh Ailavato, is not allowed to continue to live with her and desist from having children. He has to divorce her. We don't pass it if it's manazet. Kirsha, if he divorces her, muteres li nasu achas, she could still marry somebody else. Maybe she'll have better luck next time. Rashai Shein li shosu ma'ezer shoyim. The second one spent 10 years with her. V'yipila, if she has a miscarriage, so maybe she is fertile. So moina mishra shipila, count 10 years from after the miscarriage. Haishimitsula period review, will man's required to be fruitful and multiply of Elisha but not a woman. On both of them it says the Kush Baruch blessed them Vayomalo Emelokim approve when he says be fruitful and multiply. So the both Mukhim approval. Now Bishama Rim Shneizhoim, they say two males, Shnemar Ben Moshe, because if I'm in Moshe had two males, Gershom and Eliezer. Bisomim no, Zochanakeva, male and female. Bribi also shalom lo olam. Shnemar Zochanakeva bra. Now Amrei Bun Rabun said, and he badly disagrees with this. He says, Lochain Tricha, what Basil meant is we need Basil Shita to say Afilu Zochanakeva. Basil also says two males are okay. Basil is saying even a male and female are okay. The Bible does not say that. The Bible says, according to Basil, it's Dafka Zochanakeva. Hushami says even a male and female. And the Hushami's evidence for that is circumstantial. To Lochain, if that was not the case, Lochaini, if that was not the case, Masnisa Mikule Beishami and Chumi Basil. The Ramesh would be a Chumra Beis Shammai, Chumra Beis Shammai, Chula Beis Shammai, right? Because Beis Shammai would say Dafka Zochar Nekeva, and Beis Shammai would say even two Schorim. So it must be that Beis Shammai would be more Mekel holds, really need two Schorim, but even a Zochar Nekeva good enough, right? Now the truth is, the Bavli doesn't have to hold this way in the Pnei Moshe brings it down. It's not a Kula and a Chumra, it's two different perspectives. But the Ushami have felt that two different perspectives would also mean that Basil in a certain way is being Machmir and Beishamai. And therefore should have been listed in Mesechta Adios among the Chumras of Basil, right? And since it's not, it must be that Basil is going to be Makel and says, really, two males are good enough. Two males are good. Even if you have male and female, that's good enough. And the Bavli argues and says, no, the standards are different. According to Beishamai, it's Dafka two males. According to Beisil, it's Dafka male and female.
Isn't the probability of a male and female greater than the probability of two males?
Yeah, but I don't know if that makes a difference.
That's like a Chumrah.
But so,
a Chumrah would be two males. You got to wait for two males. If you get a male and female, which is a higher probability, that's a...
So maybe that would be the answer to the Bavli, that two males is statistically less probable, and that's why Bisham is being machmir. Very good. Okay, could be. Says makes sense. Says one. Now another thing the base held, the Bavli does not hold, or the Ushami. B'nei Bonim Kibonim. grandsons through a son are like a son. Bnei banos, grandsons through a daughter, ain't unkibonim. They're not like sons. And vice versa. Ben, ubas bas olin. If you have, let's say your son and daughter died, but you have a grandson through your son and a granddaughter through your daughter, that works. Because they take the place, but not vice versa. Bas ben, uben bas ain't an olin. If you have a grandson through your daughter, or a granddaughter through your son, that doesn't work. You have to have son, or daughter. And we don't bask that way. We bask it as long as the children had kids, it doesn't matter what kids they had. Even if the children expired during the parents' lifetime, as long as they had kids, you still mekani puravu. It makes no difference what kids they had. But the Yushalmi is saying it's got to be the son, that he left the son. Daughter, that she left the daughter. Okay? Now, this Baal Mishnah agree, if the children of the, for the children are islandists and Sris, meaning they themselves are sterile, and they can give birth, and only didn't fulfill Puravu. Right, Yahweh Shem Mishnah and Logan says, Tamadayin Tanya, how do we learn out the 10 years? Because it says, Mikates Esther Shoyim Mishnah Vesav Ram Beretz Kanan, when did he take Hagar? 10 years after coming to Eretz Kanan. Say Shoyim Mishnah Chutzlots, you don't count the years in the Chutzlots. Since the Rezit, Moshe says, that normally you do count years in Chutz La'aretz, but it says in the Medrash that Avraham Avinu came to Eretz Yisrael and he left Eretz Yisrael and only came back later again. Lech Lecha is the second time he came to Eretz Yisrael, so he was punished for going to Chutz La'aretz. So that's why the 10 years only started when he came to Eretz Yisrael. But normally for somebody who started off in Chutz La'aretz, so the 10 years start from the time of the Chasna. The Tani came, but nevertheless, and we learned this in Brisa, Chosahi, if there was a sickness, she got sick, or Shecholahu, or he got sick, or Shecholahu, or he went to Chutz La'aretz, ain't only law, they don't start counting the 10 years. Okay? Let's just go one more minute. Nisis Tarishon Velo Yoda Yesh L'Ksuva. She marries the first guy, doesn't give birth, she's got a Ksuva. L'Sheni, doesn't give birth, Yesh L'Ksuva. L'Shlishi, she marries a fourth and fifth guy, she's up to 50 years of marriage already. Why? Because she has a chazaka that she's barren, and therefore she loses her right to the ksuva. The third one herself ready, she doesn't get ksuva. As machlokush, which the entire blood is going to speak about, will come back to tomorrow night. How does she establish a chazaka? Is the chazaka established only 3 times, or is the chazaka established in 2 times, and they're going to be many nafkaminas for this in various different areas of Allah.